Shavua Tov. We are going to continue with the halachot of Pesach Bezrat Hashem. When we're talking about glass utensils or anything which is made out of glass, so for sure cups which are made out of glass or glass goblets or glass, anything which is used in cold, there's nothing what to talk about. For Sfaradim, we do not need to kosher them whatsoever, and therefore you could use it whether it's for meat or milk, as long as they're obviously clean. And the same halacha would apply for Pesach and for Chametz. You do not need to do anything else. Now, to do with glass, which is like Pyrex, or any type of a glass which is used in heat, for Ashkenazim, it is very problematic, and also like the regular glass. For Sfaradim, there's a machloket. Some people hold that since the fact that it's used in hot, in heat, it absorbs, and therefore it would be a problem. However, though, a lot of the Sfaradim are lenient, whether it's the opinion of Rav Avadia Yosef and others as well. And therefore, for us, which means that any type of glass whatsoever, even if it's a Pyrex, which you could use it again for meat or for milk, as long as it's clean in the between, it does not absorb whatsoever. The same halacha would apply for Pesach and non-Pesach. So you do not have to actually kosher any type of glass material whatsoever. This is going to have a difference also to do with the microwave. Why? Inside of the microwave, you have a few different aspects involved. You have the glass, which is there. According to us, the glass, you don't have to kosher. So the glass will never be a problem there, whether it's between the meat and the milk, or the chametz and the Pesach. Now, how would you kosher a microwave for Pesach? So again, as long as you clean the entire microwave very well, and you could spray, whether it's a kitagrasa or a type of a detergent, something which is going to take away any type of grease. So then what happens is that you're going to put a glass cup or bowl, you put water with soap inside of it, and you put it to boil. And that bubbling, which will come up with the soap, cleans and will actually kosher the microwave. And the reason why is because, like we mentioned in the previous shiurim, kebolo kach polto, the way that it became prohibited, or the way that it became, that it did the cooking process, that's the exact same way how you're going to kosher it, how you're going to kosher it. So now, that's kosher, that's heated up in a microwave, is used with steam. So therefore, when you're going to come and you're going to use the same steam to kosher the microwave, so you have the bubbling water with the soap bubbling, it overflows and it bubbles, and that will clean the microwave. You should be careful though when you, after doing this, be careful when you're opening up the microwave, because obviously things will still be very hot. There's liquid that will spill over, because that was a purpose, that it should bubble over. So you have to leave it for a few minutes in the microwave until you actually see from the outside that there's bubbling and that the soap and the water actually came out. And it's still preferable that you should cover everything that you put inside of the microwave over Pesach. That's to do with the microwave. What about now to do with the dishwasher? So to do the dishwasher, if the racks are metal, so then no problem whatsoever. And even if it's plastic, it's hard plastic. So usually we are lenient that if it's going to be a hard plastic, we could be lenient that you could kosher it as well. So now the way to kosher the dishwasher is that you're going to check the filter. You're going to make sure that there's no chametz or nothing in the filter. You clean the filter well. And then what you do is you're going to have one cycle with the maximum heat with soap. And then you're going to do another cycle without soap, also to the maximum heat. So by doing two different empty loads, right? Again, one of them with soap and one of them without soap, you make sure that the filter is 100% clean. That will kosher the dishwasher, and then you could use the dishwasher for Pesach. And the last thing will be is the hot plate. The hot plate, the minhag is that what we would do for the hot plate, because many times people will put things directly on the hot plate. So what we try to do is that when the hot plate is not on, we try to pour boiling hot water on the hot plate, on the entire hot plate surface. We dry it off. Then we'll turn the hot plate on to the maximum setting for a good 2-3 hours. And after that, also we cover the hot plate with a very thick foil. By covering it with a thick foil, that will make sure that we are still going to be able to use it on Pesach. So you don't have to buy a new hot plate for Pesach. You will be able to actually use this koshering process for the hot plate in order that you just cover it again with a thick foil after koshering it. Again, technically it's very difficult, it's not 100% koshering just with boiling the hot water, and that's why you still need to cover it, because if you put bread directly on there, it's a big problem. So that's why, again, you're covering it with a thick foil, aluminum foil, and that by that you're able to use it on Pesach. Have a wonderful day and wonderful week. Kol tov, batzacha.